This webcast is a service of SDPB. More information at sd.net.
Everybody, House Taxation will now come to order. Mr. Secretary, please call roll.
Representatives Bathke.
Here.
Massey.
Here.
Mortensen.
Here.
Duffy.
Here.
Randolph.
Here.
Reeder.
Here.
Rowe.
Here.
Wahlberg.
Here.
Weems.
Here.
Weisgram.
Here.
Poirier. Hughes.
Here.
Elward.
Here. Thank you, Mr. Secretary. We have a quorum. The chair will entertain a motion to accept the minutes from our last meeting, January 23rd, moved by Representative Randolph.
Second.
Second by Representative Weems. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. All right, those minutes are approved. Again, welcome to everybody. We have we haven't had a taxation committee for a little while, so we have some new pages with us. And then I'm also going to have our intern introduce herself again. And then we also have a new secretary for a little bit, too, so I'm going to have him introduce himself. If the pages want to start out introducing themselves, where they're from, what they plan to do after school, and let's throw in what's your favorite food.
Hi, my name is Bennett Duncan. I go to O'Gorman High School in Sioux Falls. I plan to go wherever baseball takes me for college, and favorite food's probably wings.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jorgensen. I'm a senior at Lenox High School, and I'm going to SDSU next year for Spanish and business, and my favorite food is any Mexican food.
Hi, my name is Rael Persoon. I go to school in Gettysburg, South Dakota. I'm a senior this year, and I'm attending Northern State next year for nursing. My favorite food is probably just fruit.
I'm Becca Feldhaus. I'm a freshman at USD studying political science and business administration, and my favorite food is probably pizza.
All right, thank you all, and I apologize to our intern when she... When we first started our committee, I introduced her. I should have had her introduce herself. So thank you for all your help. And we'll go ahead and have our secretary introduce himself, too.
Leonard Chick. I spent the last 3 years being a secretary for appropriations, both joint and house. I was going to take this year off. They suckered me back in for a few days to help out.
All right, thank you very much, and thank you for your help, too, while Lee is gone. So we just have two bills today, and they're from DOR, so we'll start those, taking those in order. First bill that we'll be hearing today is Senate Bill 42, clarify the wholesale purchase price of tobacco products. Any proponents?
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Jason Evans with the Department of Revenue. At the department, we strive to have clarity in the tax law because we believe that clarity provides better voluntary compliance with our taxpayers. And so today we've got a couple of bills that I think bring some clarity. And we'll start out with Senate Bill 42, an act to clarify the wholesale purchase price of tobacco products. Before I really get started on the merits of the bill, I want to just give some background here. When we're talking about tobacco products, in the sense of this particular bill, we're talking about other tobacco products, that being anything other than a cigarette. So cigarettes are not included here. This is things like chewing tobacco and cigars, that type of stuff. In South Dakota, we impose a 35% tax on the wholesale purchase price of other tobacco products. The way the statute currently reads is that if you look at sections or lines 12 and 13 of the bill, it currently reads that wholesale purchase price is applied to the price for which a manufacturer sells tobacco products to a licensed distributor. What we've seen is that at times the transaction in the stream of commerce doesn't always happen directly from the manufacturer to the taxpayer that owes that tax in our state. So backing up just a little bit, the taxpayer that owes that tax in our state is either the licensed wholesaler or distributor who is bringing those products into South Dakota. And so we've seen examples where the manufacturer sold it to a different wholesaler somewhere outside of South Dakota. The South Dakota wholesaler purchased that from an outside of South Dakota wholesaler or distributor and then brought it in. And so the question then becomes, what purchase price is the tax applied to? And in fact, we litigated a case that was probably, I think it was decided about this time a year ago by the South Dakota Supreme Court, in which the licensed wholesaler who brought that OTP into South Dakota had purchased it from another licensed wholesaler that was affiliated with the manufacturer. That wholesaler originally paid the tax on their purchase price, which is what we believe the legislature intended for this tax to be and for this statute to impose a tax on. They later sought a large refund from our department, arguing that the tax should have been applied on the purchase price or the selling price between those two affiliated manufacturers and wholesalers. And so that case went clear to the Supreme Court in South Dakota. The Supreme Court, under the facts of that case, actually ruled in favor of the taxpayer, saying, yes, under the plain meaning of the statute, they're correct, and the tax should have applied on the selling price between that manufacturer and the affiliated wholesaler outside of South Dakota, which really leads to kind of some absurd results in South Dakota. Because oftentimes the taxpayer who's bringing that into our state, well, always, they won't be a party to that sale when there's an outside sale like that. They may not know the selling price of that product and thus won't know what tax to apply to what purchase price. And so we're bringing this bill to clarify that so that, again, looking at the bill, when you look at sections or lines 12 and 13, we're changing it from the price from which a manufacturer sells the products to the wholesale price is the purchase price that is paid for tobacco products by the licensed distributor. And so the licensed distributor who's bringing those into South Dakota will pay the tax on their purchase price, regardless of who they purchased them from. We believe that's what the legislature intended years ago when this bill or when this statute was enacted. And so we think Senate Bill 42 simply brings some clarity. It seeks to close a potential loophole based on certain business arrangements where somebody could diminish or even eliminate their potential tax liability on these other tobacco products. And so we want to be able to continue to ensure to collect the OTP taxes we believe the legislature intended. And with that, I'll stand by for questions. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Any other proponents? Any other proponents on Senate Bill 42? All right, hearing none, any opponents on Senate Bill 42? Hearing none, any questions from the committee? All right, no questions from the committee. We'll move to discussion and or action on Senate Bill 42.
Move to approve Senate Bill 42.
All right, there's a motion to just to clarify, is that a do-pass motion?
Correct, do-pass, Mr. Chair.
All right. We have a motion on the table for a do-pass motion, Senate Bill 42, second by Representative Randolph. All those in favor will vote aye. All opposed will vote nay. Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Representatives Mothke.
Aye.
Massey.
Aye.
Mortensen.
Aye.
Duffy.
Aye.
Randolph.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Rowe.
Aye.
Walberg.
Aye.
Weems.
Aye.
Weisgram.
Aye.
Poirier. Hughes.
Aye.
Elward.
Aye.
12 yea, one excused.
All right. With that, we have favorable support, unanimous support for Senate Bill 42. That will move to the floor. Any opposition to putting it on consent from anybody? All right, we can put that on consent, please. Thank you. All right, the next bill that we'll be hearing this morning is Senate Bill 43, establish a time frame within which a remote seller and marketplace provider must register and remit a sales tax. Any proponents?
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Allison Jarris, and I am a deputy director at the Department of Revenue. I am here to talk about Senate Bill 43. This bill is to provide additional clarity to businesses that are either remote sellers or marketplace providers. If you look at section one of the bill, it's in regards to remote sellers. Remote sellers is any seller who doesn't have a presence in the state of South Dakota but exceeds a threshold of sales here. They must register and remit the taxes to South Dakota. A marketplace provider is a provider who is outside the state of South Dakota and represents sellers who are selling into the state of South Dakota. So what does this bill do? This bill is to provide additional direction for remote sellers and marketplace providers in regards to when they must become registered in our state. So today, the plain reading of the law indicates that once a seller crosses the threshold for what we call economic nexus in the state, the next sale, they must become registered. This sometimes can provide difficulty for your small to mid-sized sellers in order to comply. So Senate Bill 43 is going to provide a little more time for those sellers to register. So how will this bill work? Well, the bill will work saying that a seller, once they have crossed the threshold, has up until the first day of a calendar month that is no more than 30 days later. So, for instance, today is the 4th of February. If a seller crosses our threshold today, they will actually have up until April 1st to become registered and be in compliance with the sales tax requirements in South Dakota. They can register anytime prior to that, but they will have up until April 1st. So why are we bringing this bill? Well, the state of South Dakota has been a partner with the Streamlined Sales Tax Project since its inception. And as a group of businesses and a group of states, we come together to address administration issues that are taking place for businesses and for states. Business practitioners came to us and said, we have small sellers that want to comply with all of your states who are imposing a remote seller sales tax. They have difficulty. They sometimes need time to come into compliance because they may not be prepared on the next sale to do that. As a group of states, we came forward and we created what we called a best practice. That is what Senate Bill 43 is. States are not required to adopt this practice, but we are being encouraged to adopt this practice. South Dakota adopts this practice. Our hope is our neighboring states will adopt the same practice in order to give our retailers the same consideration of a little bit of time to become into compliance with registration. This bill is a win-win for both the state and for businesses, and I'm encouraging your approval of Senate Bill 43. I'll stand by for questions.
Thank you. Any other proponents on Senate Bill 43? All right, hearing none, any opponents on Senate Bill 43? Hearing none. All right, we will open it up to committee questions for Senate Bill 43. Representative Randolph.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Clarification, you said that, so like using the scenario of if they met the threshold today, they would have until April?
Mr. Chair, they must be registered no later than April 1st, the first day of the calendar month that is at least 30 days from today. So 30 days from today would put it into March, but it has to be a calendar, the beginning of a calendar month.
Any other questions from the committee? I have one for you. And this is kind of... I don't know. It's not totally off track, but since I'm the chair, I'll allow the question. I'm just curious as far as a streamlined sales tax goes. How in line does South Dakota have to be with that before they say, hey, you guys are no longer part of this this group?
Thank you for the question, Mr. Chair. So within the streamlined sales tax program, there are certain measures that every state that's a partner to that must be in compliance with. We are in 100% compliance. This is not one of them, which is why it is titled as a best practice, encouraging states to take on the practice voluntarily. So this is not a requirement. And if our neighboring states don't do this, it would not be a problem. We have some states that are more favorable on this issue. They actually give the seller up to 2 months after they have crossed the threshold to become registered.
Thank you. Any other questions from the committee?
I have a question.
Representative Weems.
Thank you. What happens if they don't register within the time period?
Mr. Chair?
Go ahead.
So if they don't register within the time period and we find out about them, we will work one-on-one with them to become registered. We would most likely go back to the time period in which they should have been registered, even before that date. The other question that we have asked ever since this became a law in South Dakota is, did you collect the tax? That's a different situation than I'm totally ignorant, I didn't know I needed to. And if I can share a little bit more. If they owed the tax and they collected it, they're going to pay all the late fees and all the penalties. If they didn't realize it and didn't collect it, we're going to try to work with them on payment, and maybe if we can, within our authority, give them a little leeway on the late fees.
Representative Duffy.
clarification, you said this all kind of stemmed from the Wayfair deal, as I think that's what you told me yesterday. How many states, because that would have had far-reaching effects, the Wayfair decision, how many states, you said, we hope some of these states will follow like what we're doing. Are there some states that don't do this at all, or what did you mean by that?
Go ahead.
Yes, that is true. There are a number of states that have different rules, different requirements, which is why the business community came forward and said, could you please all adopt something similar? So imagine you're a small seller. You are trying to become compliant in 45 sales tax states. Therefore, if our group of streamlined states, which numbers 23 at this time, if we all would do the same thing, we have now given them half the states with the same compliance measures. But no, they do not all follow the same measure.
Thank you. Any other questions from the committee? All right. Thank you. With hearing no other questions, I'll move it open to discussion and or action from the committee on Senate Bill 43. Representative Weems.
I move to pass on Senate Bill 43.
All right. There's a motion to do pass on Senate Bill 43 from Representative Weems, second by Representative Rowe. Any discussion on that motion?
Mr. Chairman, I just think it's really hard as a seller to be able to comply with all of the different states' guidelines. And so anything we can do to make it clearer and give a little bit of time to say we want you to be compliant, I think that's helpful. Otherwise, you hit the threshold, and you might have 45 states, like she said, or 30, and they're all different. So I just think this is it's better to clear it up.
Thank you. Any other discussion on the motion? All right. Representative Duffy? Good. All right. Motion on the table from Representative Weems is to a do pass motion on Senate Bill 43, second by Representative Rowe. All those in favor will vote aye. All opposed will vote nay. Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Representatives Bothy?
Aye.
Massey?
Aye.
Mortensen?
Aye.
Duffy?
Aye.
Randolph?
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Rowe.
Aye.
Wahlberg.
Aye.
Weems.
Aye.
Weisgram.
Aye.
Poirier.
Aye.
Hughes.
Aye.
And Elward.
Aye.
We have 13 yea, 0 nay.
All right. With that vote, Senate Bill 43 will move to the floor with a due pass motion. Any opposition to consent calendar on that one? All right, we will also put that on consent calendar, please.
Okay.
All right, with that, that's all we have for this morning. Going forward, this will turn into the Weisgram Committee with the bills going forward. Thursday, we'll have one from Representative Weisgram, and then a couple more will be coming after that in the following week, but there may be some other taxation bills coming out here, too. So anything else from the rest of the committee? For the good of the committee. All right, hearing nothing, entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Moved by Representative Weems, second by Representative Randolph. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. We are adjourned. Thank you.